welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Madeline Bass, and I just want to say welcome to the show. I'm so glad you took the time out to join me, and happy Monday. We're getting ready to move into a new time, a new season, and I want you to start your week out with some great information. So hang tight, hang tough, and we will get started here in just a second.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far.
Oh, yeah.
See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gon' take you there. Oh,
yeah. Everybody has a season, and I believe this one's yours. 'Cause you've been working, waiting. This what you've been praying for.
Madeline Bass, and so excited to talk to you today, and we're moving right along. I know it's been a busy week, and okay, I'm trying to see what I'm doing wrong. Okay, happy Monday. Happy Monday, happy Monday. I want you to get your training in today. It's been a busy week. I mean, I'm excited about it. We've been moving right along in a whole lot of different areas. I've been trying my best to make sure I bring you the tools that you need in order to move forward. We're going to just be super, super, super excited. I really am super, super, super excited. And we're going to talk just briefly on getting yourself ready for today, moving to your next, being ignited and secure and secure in who you are. And I know I am ready for my next. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm ready for my next. I'm ready for new heights and to move and grow and live and to just be inspired. And, ladies and gentlemen, of technology, we have a lot happening right now. Forgive me. Okay. I'm trying to make sure I got everything I need to have on right now. Okay. All right, a little information on growing you to getting exposure for your business, your church, and just your next in general. I know that a lot of times that's a little challenging, but what is it that you need to grow you? What is it that you're looking for to grow you? I know I'm excited about a lot of stuff that I do each and every day. And, okay. Uh-oh. Wrong answer. I know, late. I'm so sorry, you guys. I just walked in the door, so I'm trying my best to get my training together and the things that I know we need for today. Uh-oh. Okay. Okay. I hope that here we go. Alrighty. I hope that I'm all logged in and ready. Okay. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Okay, well, so we're moving forward and we're getting some things taken care of a day at a time. I know a lot of people are like, ooh, she needs to get her life together. Like my kids say, you can get your life together, mama, you move it too slow. But okay, some tools, quick tools for you to getting you moved into your neck. And those tools are figuring out a market. You know what marketing is. I know a lot of people think they know, but do you know what marketing is? Advertising, that's marketing. You're using your social media. Are you utilizing your website? Do you have a website? Your emails, is it separate from your personal? You know, you might have hottoddy.com. You know, you don't want to have those types of email names, unless that's actually the name of your business. But you want to keep it professional. You really want to come off with being experienced in certain areas, knowing what you're doing. You're not just giving somebody a bunch of information and you're not knowing what you're doing. So you want to make sure that you know what marketing actually is, building your website, knowing that it is clean, crisp, with the correct information. Learning the language of marketing absolutely is key. Tips on starting your growing your business is something that we do here each and every day at So Real, and we're empowering your mind and we're creating greater lifestyles by changing your status and raising our standards. So we want to make sure that we have that information always when we're moving forward. I'm glad that today has been one of those exciting adventures of moving forward and higher in your heights. But these are some tips that I know will be helpful for you. And I know that as we move forward in some areas of our lives, business is going to eventually become an option. You know, I know a lot of us are like, ooh, I don't need that. I'm not really that tech savvy. That's just not me. But to be honest with you, we all need it. We all need to be a little bit more knowledgeable about our internet. Learning the importance of internet and even how to maneuver through. We were talking today about some things, and just how to maneuver through the computer, knowing how to work a computer. And I know computers are not going to be obsolete, ladies and gentlemen. They're just going to get bigger. They may be a little bit more compact in some areas, but when you're in a workspace, they're using computers. You're going to have those computers because it holds the capacity of memory, even just the skills of Windows and Office. I know you can use your tablets these days, but a lot of companies, if you're a stationary, it's important that you're able to know how to work through it. And I know I'm excited about learning more about different things. Next, we're going to say how to find the benefits of direct selling. I know a lot of people run from it, think that it's a scam, but direct selling is any time that you're offering somebody something, your service. Maybe you can do hair out of your home, or maybe you're a mobile or portable mobile masseuse. You know, we have people who go to people's houses, and, you know, you make a lot of money doing this. You can go to somebody's house to be a personal hair designer, and they don't come to your beauty shop. You go to them. You fix their hair at their homes. That's what you do. You bring your kit, and you roll it on in there, and you do what you got to do. Same thing when it comes to being a masseuse. You go in, you give them a massage, you take your little table in there, or if you're a landscaper, you do somebody's yard, you carpenter, maybe you build decks. You know, there's all types of different things that individuals do that they don't realize, you know what, that could really become a really strong, good, awesome revenue stream. You know, we have people who we'll lump them off as, you know, most of the time shade tree mechanics. You know, they're usually people who are of the African descent, black people, or Spanish people are usually known for their craftsmanship and for art and landscaping. And so we never put the two together to say, okay, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, green, blue, yellow, Hispanic, Asian. It doesn't matter. If you know how to make that your revenue stream, go for it. You know, you don't want to work for somebody. You want to do your own thing. Well, go for it. Teach a child, you know, kids in the street. You know, I saw on Facebook a little boy, he built his little lawnmower trailer. He made him a little trailer for his bike and put that thing together. And when I tell you entrepreneurship was all over him, he had his little lawnmower. He had his little spiral tablet where he wrote down, you know, whose house he had and what time he needed to be there. So that was really, really great to see someone who was excited about moving forward in their next. So that's what you need to get with direct selling. You're the item that you're selling is you. Who are you? You know, what's your value? Know your value of what you have to offer. Even right now, I mean, the information that I'm giving to you is things that I've spent hours, thousands and thousands of hours on YouTube channels. And, you know, a lot of people just don't want to sit down and learn it. They would rather have someone who already knows how to just show them quickly how to do what they do. And that's big companies. They'll send individuals down to open up stores. But these are individuals who are experienced. They've been trained to go and do that. So all you have to do is listen and pay attention to them, and they're going to teach you how to do whatever position you have at that particular place. So even when you go to jobs, you know, you're going to have that training, you got your orientation. But yet when it comes to doing it your own thing, you don't want anyone to tell you what to do. There's no HR a lot of times with small businesses. The HR person is the owner, who is the father or mother or husband of a lot of people who work there. So the workspace is not fair. And, you know, I hate to say it that way, but it really isn't. You put a lot of outsiders in a hostile work environment simply because you expect them to come to work every day, but you don't discipline your spouse, your children, or whoever, your friends, to get there on time and to do their work. You know, they're not afraid of being fired. They don't have that threat hanging over their heads. Well, you need to be fair all the way across the board. It doesn't matter. Business is business. And if you keep letting friends take advantage of your hard work and you building a business, and if you're a friend and you're doing this, stop, because you're taking away jobs from people who really need the work, who really would want to work. But once again, you know, let's make sure that we keep in mind that we are entrepreneurs, and direct selling is offering something, a product or service that is good for you. We direct sell for other companies, Coach, Nike. You know, when you buy a pair of shoes from Nike and you pay $500 for them, and then you get them home and your kid don't like them or whatever, instead of shipping them back or whatever, you'll just try to get online or eBay or whatever and sell them. That's direct selling. You're selling something from you to someone else who has a need. That's direct selling. You're directly selling something to someone. You are the provider of whatever it is that they need or want from you. Catering. Maybe you bake. You make cakes and pies and you do specialties. That's a service. That's a product or service that you're producing for someone. So, you know, experiencing network marketing is a really great thing, and it's a benefit in direct selling. And some people do, we'll say DirecTV Dish or Mary Kay, Avon, Scentsy. These are some companies and businesses that I know of that people work from home. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a system in place. The training is there. They usually give it to you, and they have calls for you to get on and launch your businesses. Get on the call. Get on the call and get the exposure that you need. And then, of course, if you're a fundraiser, you have a fundraising from at your organization, maybe you're a nonprofit, and you're baking cookies and doing car washes and things like that, then you just, this is the time for you to utilize some of those skills that you have in getting it done. I know I'm excited. So here we go again. We're sharing a lot of the things that we've already learned before. And I'm excited about the things that God has for me. I'm expanding and growing, and I have new partners who are just clicking in and growing. So you want to be able to have your website set up. You want to be able to market whatever it is that you're doing. So the exposure of your business. So to always get your what they call a capture page. You want to tell them, click the link to start a whatever webinar and the time and date that you want them there. You want to, here we go again, and it's a repeat. You want to do it over again. And that's what entrepreneurs do. We expose people to information. And trainers, if you're learning and you're growing and you're building your organization, the only way you're going to get there is to know these points, and that is to get your website, whether it's given by the company that you're working with or not. And your own personal website is essential. It's very important. Learning the language of marketing and knowing what you're saying and how, the terms that are used, whether layman's or if you want to be all elaborate with the big words, you can do that too. Tips on starting your own business is what we do here, so opt in to individuals who are doing that for you. Learn the importance of internet and how the etiquette of it, learning how to operate it. You know, you're getting on there, those of you on Facebook, and you're sending people games and wanting them to play with you, and they're doing something else. Don't get mad at them if they tell you, you know, don't send me no more games. You know, now Facebook has got where you can say you're not receiving any more texts or requests for those particular games. The benefit of direct selling, and that is you selling, what are you offering? Mingle with other business owners. I didn't mention that, but go to events. Be a part of other people's things. You know, churches, you know, if they're having a revival, go participate. If you want them to come to something you're having, that's usually how that works. I'll come to your house if you come to mine. You know, you can play with my toys, if, you know, if you want to play with yours. And so this is the same thing when it comes to businesses and churches, organizations. We need to support one another. That's really all that is supporting one another. And to just experience network marketing in a new and positive way, and that's what we do here at SoReal. We want to empower you, and we want to expose you today. I'm Madeline Bass, and this has been Empowering Your Mind. Sorry about the technical difficulty in the beginning, but like I said, you know, that's one thing about being mobile. I can be anywhere, but I just need to make sure that I am still when it comes to presenting you the opportunity and this show. I wanted to make sure that you're a priority in my life. So thank you for taking out the time to listen in. Have a wonderful evening. I'm Madeline Bass.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your mind.